You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
I'm Dave Hancock. I head up education and volunteering within VT, which is part of our corporate social responsibility activity.
Brilliant. Well, welcome to the podcast, David. Thanks for giving up your time. And tell us a bit about BT Head Education for those who don't know what it's all about and its goals and current focus, if you would.
Okay, well, our education program is now part of a slightly wider campaign called the Better World Campaign. And what we're trying to do is to really raise the profile of how important communication skills are as a key enabling life skill for not only young people but for adults as well. And specifically we're working with young people because we believe that firstly they have got a tremendous opportunity to make a difference to the future of the planet. But secondly, we know that there are lots of young people out there that do have ideas and do want to do things, and we need to make sure that adults actually take their views on board.
Okay.
So that's the broad essence of what we're doing.
No, and it's a bold one at that, and it's great. Now, I know you kind of, that's the kind of strategic overview. Tell us a bit about how that manifests itself then in kind of project work or even kind of delivery stuff.
Okay, sure. Well, there are three elements to really what we're trying to work with, and I'll give you those three elements and a few examples of things that we do within that.
Brilliant.
The three elements are we work with young people specifically that have got a communication need, and we do a lot of work with Childline. We then try and help them improve their communication skills by involving parents and teachers as well as themselves. And then once they've raised their communication skills, we encourage them to use platforms and any methodology that's possible for them to make social changes in their community, albeit that might be local or it might even be global. So there are three principles. If we start with the first one, which is young children in need, we work with those children that have got specific difficulties with communication. And some of that is to do with the background they come from. Some of it's to do with the fact that they've perhaps been excluded from society. So we work significantly with Childline. We've raised millions of pounds for Childline, and we've ensured that over the last 5 years, the number of calls that have been answered by Childline has gone up from around about 40 or 50% up to over 90% now. So 90% of all children that ring Childline will actually get somebody to answer it, not have to leave a message.
Fantastic.
If we look at the elements of the communication skills, and we're talking here primarily about spoken communication skills, then we have a mass of resources available from our website, and it's for young people themselves and we or teachers or parents, and the age range goes from minus 9 months, so we talk to parents-to-be about how important it is to talk to their children whilst they're still in the womb, right the way through to lifelong learning and people who have retired and still want to improve their skills. The third element is trying to provide opportunities for young people specifically to make a difference. So we have a series of awards that kind of recognize young people that have gone out and done something that's very specific called the Seen and Heard Awards, which we can talk about. Also, we encourage people to discuss things and opportunities amongst themselves. We work closely with the UKYP, for instance, because there's an organisation that recognises it's probably a little bit middle class to a lot of young people, but it's going out and seeking the views of the range of young people that you've got, from those that are under terrible circumstances, finding it really hard to survive, you know, right up to the people that are currently going through schools, whether they're grammar schools or what have you. Mm. And we encourage them to try and do something that's actually going to make a difference to the planet.
Okay, man. And if you mentioned about the Seen and Heard Awards. Now, that's the kind of exciting bit for me. Tell me a bit about what that is and what it does.
Okay, well, the Seen and Heard Awards are recognition that we give to young people every year. And these are young people that have had an idea or responded to a need in their local community or their school and actually done something to make some changes. So, for example, there are young people that have decided it would be good to have a recycling scheme, and I can think of one off the top of my head where a young girl decided to recycle batteries via her local school, and this was then adopted and taken up by lots of other schools in the area. So we're looking for kind of ideas that will then get rolled out, and we encourage those ideas to be rolled out by the skills, I suppose, that BT has, because obviously we've got quite a wide range and quite a wide reach. And this year what we've done differently is we've actually started to talk to these young people about what skills and qualities specifically have they used to kind of make a difference in their local community. So we promote these Seen and Heard Awards, and we ran an event the other day, for instance, where we got three young people that have won awards in the past for a variety of things. One of them had actually started up a new company, and then we provided an opportunity for young people in London, you know, these are school leavers, school people in London, to actually come along and have an audience with them and ask them questions and hear what they've done and what they've managed to do, which was very inspiring for people to realise that you can actually do all sorts of things, even if you're not necessarily academically gifted.
And there's an emphasis on speaking and listening when you kind of read the Better World campaign, but I know it's flavoured with this kind of rhetoric around the digital age, and I know as BT you're a progressive company in that regard, take technology very seriously. How are you kind of weaving that into the stuff and the campaign as a whole?
Well, the critical thing for us at BT is that, as you rightly point out, we're a networking and an IT company. But one of the things we recognise is that people still need communication skills to be able to use the technology. I mean, just imagine that we didn't even need wires in any way to talk to people. We could do it through extrasensory perception. We could just think. We would still need to say, hello, man, how are you? I've been doing this, I've been doing that.
Of course.
Check that you've agreed the arrangements. All those human communication skills are really, really important. What we're doing to link that into the technology specifically is we're starting to develop an idea that we need to focus on collaboration as probably being one of the topics for the future, because collaboration is all about human beings working together to achieve something, whether that's actually as part of a team at work, whether it's part of a team in sport, football teams, or whether it's actually people collaborating across the world, as they increasingly do in this global society, to actually work on projects and design new products. And of course, collaboration allows us to bring in the human skills, the process skills, and the technology. So we'll be looking at how things like social networking sites and broadcasts and podcasts, which we're on at the moment, are actually going to help people do that.
Brilliant. And then, like, a lot of the stuff you're talking about, it's bold, it's great, it's forward-thinking, but why do BT invest in this stuff? Why do you care about kids and communication?
Well, it's part of a bigger picture. Most large corporates are involved in something called corporate social responsibility, which sounds very grand and it's very big, but in every person's terms, it really means corporates doing the right thing, recognizing that you're a big employer, you have a significant influence on the development of the country, and you want to do the right thing. And lots of corporates put money directly back into the community. So we put 0.5% of our pre-tax profit straight back into the community. And what we did was to ask our customers where they thought we ought to be putting that money. And they said education, charity, and social inclusion. So those are three significant areas of what we do. The biggest is education. And we're absolutely passionate that we need to help people improve their communication skills. And there are two clear points of evidence for that. One of them is that young people are starting school these days unable to even speak, some of them in some areas, let alone are able to interact with other kids and therefore sit down in lessons and pay attention and do all those kind of things. And at the other end of the spectrum, young people find it increasingly difficult to go to an interview where they're faced with old men like me in grey suits asking them questions, and they get very nervous, And this is one of the things that you need to be able to do if you're going to get a job or go to college or university.
Certainly. Now, let's wrap this interview up then with a question about the future, which I usually ask. What's the kind of future plans for BT Education or the Better World campaign, or, as you were saying, corporate social responsibility? Where do you think it's going to go?
Well, there's no question about it. The Better World campaign itself will continue building on the successes it's had in raising the issue about the importance of communication skills and working specifically with young people. What we'll be doing more and more is involving young people in helping us develop all those resources, because we need to make sure that we've got young people's input into what they want and what they think we as adults should be doing to help them take charge of the planet in the future. The corporate social responsibility activity is undoubtedly likely to start to address climate change. It's one of the big issues at the moment. And we have a very important part to play in that, because we need to make sure that people have the skills to debate and discuss the issues, to analyze and make assessments for themselves about whether they believe the scientific evidence, or whether they don't. And as a result of that, to actually start doing things to make sure that this planet's still here in millions of years' time.
Brilliant. Well, I'd just like to thank you for your time, David. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, BK. Nice talking to you.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.